This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump said today that American troops would be based in Poland. The number, he said, was still to be decided.
They're talking about 2,000 troops, but we'd be taking them out of Germany or we'd be moving them from another location. There would be no additional troops to Europe.
The announcement came after Mr. Trump's meeting with President Andrzej Duda of Poland at the White House. Mexico says it is deploying thousands of National Guard troops, most to its southern border with Guatemala. It is a key part of an agreement with the U.S. to cut into the number of migrants who travel through Mexico, headed for the United States. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
The 6,000-strong force is part of an agreement with the U.S. to head off threatened American tariffs on Mexican imports. Mexican officials say Guard members deployed near Mexico's southern border with Guatemala will register migrants, offer them options for regularizing their immigration status, and return those who don't want to register. Another deployment is going to the border with the United States to attend to migrants who have been returned to Mexico while their asylum claims are processed in U.S. courts. I'm Mike Kempin.
There have been new street demonstrations in Hong Kong, and the legislature called off what could have been a critical session. Lawmakers were set to debate an extradition bill that includes the prospect of extradition to China. Hong Kong's leader is not saying if she plans to withdraw the bill. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In an interview, Carrie Lam spoke tearfully about the sacrifices she has made for the city in response to questions about whether she is selling out the territory by trying to push through a controversial extradition bill. Then the chief executive dodged questions about whether she will withdraw the proposal in the face of chaotic and sometimes violent demonstrations against it by tens of thousands of angry residents in Hong Kong. Critics say the bill, which would allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China, could lead to an erosion of civil liberties in the semi-autonomous territory. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. President Trump